This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The situation in northeast Syria continues to dominate U.S. politics as Washington debates the Trump administration's foreign policy. Michael Sullivan reports the administration is defending its pullout of U.S. troops from the area and a U.S. brokered ceasefire despite reports of continuing conflict.
The ceasefire, in place until midnight Tuesday, provides time for the Kurds to withdraw from a buffer zone on the Syrian-Turkish border. The U.S. pullout from the area has been criticized by Democrats and many Republicans.
Any president has a lot of latitude in deploying troops, and many of us have been arguing that this was a mistake.
One Democrat said Sunday the move gives Russia added influence through its ally, Syria.
There's no guarantees about our interests. And in fact, Russia not only is going to have a major say about the future of Syria, everybody in the region is recalibrating and rethinking about what their alliances should be.
Also in question, the fate of 10,000 Islamic State fighters detained by Kurdish forces. Trump said Friday the prisoners are secure despite reports of escapes and releases. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper sought a first-hand assessment Sunday of the U.S. military's future role in Afghanistan. Stalled peace talks with the Taliban and unrelenting attacks by the insurgent group and Islamic State militants have complicated the Trump administration's pledge to withdraw more than 5,000 American troops. Esper says he believes the U.S. can reduce its force in Afghanistan to 8,600 without hurting the counterterrorism fight, but he said any withdrawal would happen as part of a peace agreement with the Taliban. This is VOA News. In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Trump said that he is canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort he owns in Miami, Florida. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing the site. Police and protesters exchanged tear gas and petrol bombs as an illegal march on Sunday descended into chaos in Hong Kong. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Fury and fire on the streets of Hong Kong. Protests like these on Sunday have been constant for 4 months. Police did not authorize this most recent protest and have also outlawed face coverings at public gatherings. On Sunday, they moved swiftly to contain the demonstration with water cannon, tear gas, and arrests. The protesters' 5 demands include universal suffrage, an investigation of police violence, amnesties for protesters, and the full official withdrawal of the spark that lit the fires of dissent at the beginning of this year, a now withdrawn extradition bill that would allow mainland China to try people arrested in Hong Kong. Protesters say they're not backing down, even under police pressure. Anita Powell, VOA News, Hong Kong.
At least 6 civilians and 3 soldiers are said to have died during cross-border skirmishes between Pakistani and Indian troops late October 19th, and this marks one of the deadliest days since New Delhi revoked the special status of Indian-administered Kashmir in August. Indian Army Chief told reporters that his forces destroyed terror camps inside the neighboring area, and Pakistan in a retaliatory attack against militants based in Pakistan. There's a murder trial going on right now in Nicaragua for a crime committed in upstate New York. The suspect has dual citizenship. AP's Julie Walker has details.
It's a rare legal scenario, but not unprecedented. Authorities say Binghamton University student Orlando Tercero strangled fellow student Haley Anderson last year and then fled to Nicaragua. She was found dead in his bed, and prosecutors say Tercero left a note saying, "I'm sorry." He's a dual citizen of both countries, and Nicaragua rejected an extradition request from the U.S. So Tercero's being tried in a court in Nicaragua, with witnesses testifying from upstate New York via live stream with the help of a translator. Julie Walker, New York.
And finally, Australian airline Qantas landed the world's first ultra-long-haul research flight in Sydney on Sunday after traveling 16,200 kilometers from New York. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. My mind. Hello, Africa. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot, rocking and beautiful sounds from this great continent will be knocking on your doors again today. But later on this great show, I will feature 16-year-old Hemen Swede from Ghana. Yes, he's a musical genius. And this young man, you will want to see and hear him. He will be performing live on the show, and we've got a great interview coming up. So stay close and don't touch that dial. But let's start off today from South Sudan with My World. And this one is done for us by Asif featuring Nati. And right after that, shout out by Empress P of Sierra Leone going out to Rims Records. And we introduce Bayani by Hezako of Nigeria. Well, Hezako, whose birth name is Hezekiah Samaila, is a Gombe indigene of Nigeria. He's a sailor currently on sale. Daddy O Charles is a musician and a producer. He is the CEO of DML, Daddy O Music Label, and also in Gombe, Nigeria. Kaufman is Kofu, a rap star also in Gombe, Nigeria. Well, to all of you, and for this beautiful track that you just sent me, I want to wish you all the best, especially to Hezako, and the track is Bayani. Well, let's take it to the top right now with My World by Asif, featuring Nati from South Sudan.
Different faces, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, oh, but this is my world. Whoa, but this is my world. Yeah. Been around the world and I've seen through it all. Been around the world and I've faced it all. Different faces, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, oh, but this is my.
My world there.
Cause this is my
living,
world.
Eating, spinning in the jungle, jungle music right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey. I'm known for rocking every show, rocking every flow, right from the get-go. Mayweather fitness, Mike Tyson blows. Keep it fresh all day, huh? Black and gold, toe-to-toe, blow for blow. Gibberlicious flow like inventing my own sect. Couple of hood niggas call them alternate species. See me in the streets, I rave up my head wild. Mad tactics like back in the day when I learned to levitate. Then rolling attacks on tracks with no space, and my world finally reckons. From the ground to the sky, uses rap craft to fly. Became a habit, so I no longer try. I've been around the world, seen around the world, and I live around the world. Cause I've
been around the world and I've seen through it all. Been around the world and I've faced it all. Different faces, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, oh, but this is my.
Full of mountains and hills, beautiful people, yeah. My old name changed to a new one. My old game faded, I'm now bold-faced. My world is full of mountains and hills cause I'm stone age, always. Swimming with sharks cause we on the same page. Like, yo, check me out, yo, yo, check me out. I got the mad shoe top top with the hat. I got the mad shirt corporately chasing the guap. Mad face is my mug face. Pelly pelly jeans, shoe black tees, and my woman black knees. Bring the heat like King James on a hot day and still going deep. She and Lupita Siamese, but when I'm in Juba, I'm at ease cause I've
been around the world and I've seen through it all. Been around the world and I've faced it all. Different places, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, oh, but this is my world. Hey, hey, cause this is my world. I've seen a lot of faces, I've seen a lot of places, but
Some years till I seen the distant horizon. Started from the bottom, now I'm on the skyline encircled. Made my way up with power, wasn't easy hanging out with uttermost MCs. Now shining with stars and hanging on the moon is how I leave. Dreams with no seeds, my world is as big as I make it. Battle cordons around me, now I cradle my wings on the breeze. I flow electric, synthetic black, and see my world is the ish right here, bringing hip-hop back. With a life-saving kiss, cause it reeks overseas like a pissed-off amphibian. That's it, cause my world is
been
beautiful.
Been around the world and I've seen through it all. Been around the world and I've faced it all. Different faces, different reasons to be alive. Whoa, but this is my world, hey, hey. Cause this is my world, whoa, whoa, whoa.
African Beats, voice of America.
Young Lee on the beat.
Sugar, but life is smoke, we enjoy like a diamond.
African beat on the Voice of America.
I love your show, David.
Yeah. Is that cool? Kaufman in the house. Yeah. Alal misali, achi babu gero ba da lili. Atende ke ahanya fara gaura makamari. Nasan zaka fara iho.
Women na makane we.
Kukaruga inte a maka barbayane. Da inka shuka zaka girbe wannan ku babu musu. Kake girbe marin ko kwashi ya shuka marin. Nagarta mugunta akwai sakamakon su ko ba juma ko ba dade. Nan dai za a tadda su. Wasu chas ke suna nan a duran kasa dan su yo gadi. Wannan tunani yake sa suke tabka mummunan aiki. Kukanka dariyansu dariyanka damuwansu. Kai wargi ko wasa a tada kai daga aiki.
Zaka tsai da mu ne.
Ina sai dan yin bayani. Mai dauka ya dauka, mara dauka ya yadda. Ni bane nan a lokacin da za a fara ihu wannan tsarin. Tana nan kuma bata daina aiki. Kuji ani zan muku bayani. Bayani
bayani
saura re. Ai ko me ka shuka lalai za ka yi. Yes, man. Ni suwane ke kamasu Mixon da Jensen. Nan bayani domin na fahimta a fuskan su ko kaɗan ba fahimta ka turance su. I can't imagine minta.
Who holds the bag? Who wears the tag? Who claims the friends? Who stand the chance? And who pull the trigger first among the rest? I wanna get done with the quest. Dies equation then answers I've been request. So what do you suggest and what do you wanna invest? Is it the pain that will give you a hunk of iris? Or gain that will give your soul a perfect rest? Which one is the best? Cause we ain't nothing but just made from dust. And I must confess that we ain't guests. So I suggest to be the best when it's some console. Nothing in like an empty vessel cause sweet like pencil. We got to wake up from our sleep, avoid existing like victims. So button soul is what we read, which is the main thing. The skill in us so dangerous, so yeah, fellas, we got to be serious and stop acting anxious to take decision. Minutes and be the patient to balance the equation. And this the end of the discussion and no more question.
Uji, aniza moku bayani, bayani, kusaura re. Sone in kama kai amma haki zai mai a kai menene hisako ai so muke ka sauke wani ne na ganshi ya tsume jikin shi duki ya gume yana ta jera gungume idan mutane su yi tuntube har yaushe zaka rinka tara kanka masifa da bala'i a wannan ko babu riba to shi yasa muke tashi haikan domin mu dan bayani kunwa suka lasa kankan jiki ya more in ka zoma hannuwanka aljunka babu sisi ka ziyarci asibiti zaka san kana da jari dan yayin da kai wuge a tsan wani can yana ta hamma haka duniya take tashin wani fadin wani amma so wani ke mu gane akwai masu bai dan mu ba abinci ba makwanci lafiya yi wakaranci mu taimaka musu kar mu musguna musu dan muka bada dan kalilin nan ko za mu samu kima kuje ni zan muku bayani bayani ku saurare
Yanni by Hezako of Nigeria, and right before that, Shout Out by Empress P of Sierra Leone, and My World by Asif featuring Nati from South Sudan. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Van Der here in Washington. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on the show, and that is 16-year-old Haman Swede from Ghana. Yes, he is so good. You want to see this young man, and you want to hear him on the show today. But I'll be right back, so stay tuned, and don't go away.
ICT Bangura, and I love listening to African Beat. Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune into African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. David Vandy is my name, and we broadcast Mondays through Fridays at 09:05. And 2005 UTC, coming straight from Washington, D.C. Banla is our next track. Yusundo of Senegal featuring Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Walk Up Your Body, DJ Rocky, all coming from the East. Yes, this is hot. But Banla is coming up right now with Yusundo of Senegal, featuring Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Do your life on the road. options. You when me jiggle and bubble button, now you want fit to sit. Go dream about it, tell your friend about it. You never see nobody doing like the way me do it. Check out me bumper, please don't wonder. Go bet you don't go to corner. Me wind up me waistline straight to the baseline. Every man I stay too bad. You say you love a wigeon, time was up for moving it. Select all this, so what's about what you it? Decision for mind and body. She tough was a zenith, sabu body. Back over summer with the fire room, pan the dance floor. Oh, Lord. Malekala gambo, Lord. Oh, my God.
Love watch me sexy bumper whine it. Loving the way I groove and whine it. Make your mind for the night is over, oh, yeah. You love how I walk up my body. Love watch me sexy bumper whine it. Loving the way I groove and whine it. Make your mind for the night is over, oh, yeah. You love how I walk up my body. Love watch me sexy bumper whine it.
Walk your body, hot music on the African beat, right from Washington, D.C., with yours truly, David Vandy. And right before that was Banla by Youssou Ndour of Senegal and Fally Ipupa of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The African beat on the Voice of America. Don't go away. When I come back, my guest, 16-year-old Hemen Sweet, will be right here to talk to you.
How she always finds a way, the mystery of a woman. A savior in a time of need, the bravery of a woman. In your time of need, she does the deed, the magic of a woman. Woman, woman, a warrior is a woman. Woman, woman, a savior is a woman. Woman, woman, a warrior is a woman. Woman, woman, a savior is a woman. Yeah, 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 yeah.
When a man will cry, a woman smiles. Have walked a thousand miles. The sticks of stone can break her bones. She welcomes all her friends and foes. When her spirit's down, she has no time to frown. A warrior is a woman. Woman, woman, a warrior is a woman. Woman, woman, a savior. Woman, a warrior is a woman. Woman, woman, a savior is a woman. Bountiful, wonderful, easy frame of mind.
My name is ICT Bangura, and if you're not listening to African Beat, what are you doing? Listen to the latest African music and dance to the best African beat from across the continent. Tune in to African Beat with David Vandy at 9:05 and 20:05 Universal Time, Mondays through Fridays on VOA.
Hello again, Africa. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. And as you know, I'm always here and I'm ready to give you the best out of the continent. And so today, as my guest in the studio is the young and talented man from Ghana in the west coast of Africa, and that is Hemen Sweet. Welcome to the African Beat, Hemen.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, David.
Yeah, well, Hemen, you're 15.
16.
16 now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to take you back, but you refused to go back. So you are 16 now.
Yes, please.
You are getting there, right?
Small, small.
Okay, small, small. I like that. I like that. Okay. Now, tell me a little bit about yourself. Maybe I've read a few, but I wanted to come from you. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, well, my name is Hemen Sweet. My real name is Jason Botei Duku. I come from Accra, Ghana. I'm 16 years old. And I'm a singer, songwriter, and performer. I specialize in Well, I don't like to restrict myself to any genre of music, but I feel as though I specialize in Afrobeat, Afropop, rap, and R&B, a bit of R&B.
And you're still going to school?
Yes, of
course. So don't
leave that
part
out
of it.
Okay, yeah.
I
go to school at Tema International School in Ghana. Shout outs to all my friends from TIS. They've been so supportive.
So in your school, are you a superstar or you're just a regular day school boy?
Well, I guess, because I've been in the school for quite some time, I feel as though people around me have grown with me. So it's not as though I'm new to the school and they're like, whoa, who is this? It's like they've been with me from the time I started music. Friends have been around to help, even chipping ideas here and there. So, I'm a regular kid in school.
And so... In as much as when you started music, you know, maybe when you were a little boy coming up and you started doing a little bit of music here and there, and then all of a sudden they see all these videos, these big videos, and you collaborating with all these big names, and when you walk through the school, how do they look at you?
Well, it's still normal.
It's still normal.
Yeah, I mean, because then the most they do is congratulate me, but it's never, oh my gosh, it's Emma. Unless maybe they're joking around with me, they may just like when they're teasing me a bit, they'll be like, oh my gosh, it's Emma Sweet. But it's never anything serious. I mean, I'm still regular.
All right. Well, now Herman, from here I can see that you started your talent goes way back to when you were like 5 years old, and you started grooming, you know, coming up, and with the support of your family, your mom and dad, you know, coming up. So let's take a quick look at how did it all start for you. Okay. You know, as that young man, what attracted you to music?
Okay, so basically at the age of 5 years old, I began to study classical piano music. And I would take an annual exam called the ABRSM. And I'm currently in grade 5 in the examination process. And so, yeah, started. So I guess that kind of set the foundation. Me beginning to study classical piano music is what set the foundation for my musical journey. And then later on in class 5, I made friends with this guy. His name was Ian. And this guy could freestyle. Like, he would enter the booth, he would not even write a single lyric. And so that kind of inspired me. And I thought as though, oh, I can do this too. I mean, so that's what inspired me to have started making music on my own, to have begun writing a few lyrics here and there. And then finally, I moved to Tema International School, the school I'm presently in.
And you say it's a boarding school?
It's a boarding school. Hmm. So I moved to Tema International School. And then I met my producer. His name is Dems. His name is Adam Kofi, but his stage name is Dems. And so Dems was my senior in school. And so what happened is that I would always heard that he could make beats. And so one day I went to him and I showed him a couple of old ideas, which I never really worked on or had developed any further. And he liked them. So then we worked from scratch towards the final production of my first ever song called Wavy. And so I guess from there, we just continue to collaborate. Yeah,
so
I began to grow up.
Wow. Also. Okay, now you have a few songs that is laying around, and videos and on YouTube,
yes.
And you're making some big waves. So now let's talk about the first song that I want you to play today, Mujhe.
Mujhe.
Am I saying it right?
Yeah.
Mujhe.
Mujhe.
Right?
Mujhe.
Mujhe.
Yeah.
Oh, Mujhe.
Mujhe.
Oh, Mujhe.
Yeah.
Oh, Mujhe.
Yeah.
Okay. Mujhe. Because if it was from my dialect, that is Mende in Sierra Leone, we say Mujhe.
Oh.
Yeah, we have Mujhe like our mother.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But yours is Mujhe.
And that means
Mujhe.
Let's go in Hausa.
Let's
Hausa
go.
Hausa is Ghanaian dialect. It means let's go.
Oh, let's go.
Let's go.
All right. So where are we going now? So tell me about this. Tell me more about this song.
So basically this song, it speaks about this guy who he meets this girl for the first time. And so he approaches her in an attempt to kind of like sway her or to flirt with her. However, this girl is not keen on getting to know this guy at all. She even begins to walk away. So then the whole song, the guy is just trying to taunt and I guess catch the girl's attention. So that's why the chorus goes, come my way, girl, don't do this to me. Mm. I say, come my way, girl, stop walking away. Hey, mama, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So
wait. You are just 16.
Yes, please.
So, where are you getting all these ideas about this guy walking around, you know, trying to chase this girl?
All the time. I get this all the time. I mean, what it is that I don't necessarily write based on things I have experienced. There's a variety of things that inspire me.
That you see
things
around.
Going on in school, on TV, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I use. What I do is before I write a song, I just visualize this concept for a song, and that's what I write according to. So, yeah.
And so you write all of your songs, right?
All of my songs.
Do you write for other people?
No, that's
you've not got to that point yet.
To do, I really enjoy doing that. But then I do have a couple of songs that, if I meet the right people, happen to meet the right people, I feel as though, because I have written songs which I like. What I do is then I write, I think of an artist I could hear on this song. So what I do is I write them and I park them, hoping that one day I'll meet them. And
one
I
day
can
you'll
sing.
Meet them.
Yeah,
okay.
So I have a couple.
Well, if you're out there, hey, there's this young man, Herman Sway, that is a talented writer. And hey, he's got a bunch of songs lying down there, just waiting to meet you. I don't know who the artist is, but he's waiting to meet you. So what we're going to do now, we're going to enjoy one of his songs, Mujhe.
Yeah.
Mujhe, right?
Mujhe.
Yes, Mujhe. Uh-huh, that's the exact word. Mujhe.
Mujhe.
Mujhe. Oh, yeah, Mujhe. Okay, so let's enjoy the song now, and we'll be right back because we have a couple more coming for you. Stay close and don't go away. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vandy. Enjoy the song right now. We'll be right back. That's a beautiful song, and I've watched a few of your videos, man. And you've got moves.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
You've got moves. You know, sometimes it is difficult. People can sing. Some people can sing,
yeah.
But they cannot perform.
Yeah, I get that.
You know,
yeah.
If you put them on a stage to perform their song, you don't want to listen to the song anymore.
Yeah,
but if you sit down and maybe the song is playing on the radio, it's beautiful. You want to see it. But okay, you've got everything.
Thank you.
And what I noticed about you is that you are a singer and you also rap.
Yeah.
And that is a difficult task.
Well, yeah, I mean, I actually...
How do you do that?
Basically, it's probably just making my mind up not to restrict myself to any genre of music. And so I listen to different types of music. I like to try out new things. It's not always recorded. I mean, sometimes even in front of my mirror, I mean, like try and develop the rap side of
me. So give me a freestyle quickly.
Okay. Where I'm from, growing up, then it flowed personality. Get activated with the blending with society. Chain snapbacks and money was a priority. If you didn't have it, you was timeless. The minority is the John.
All right. So now let's come home. You know, I want to bring you home right into your house in Ghana. And when your parents noticed this talent in you, what did they say to you? Because normally our African parents, the first thing that they will ask you, are you serious? You have to go to school and be a doctor, or you got to be a lawyer.
Well, yeah, I know. That's the stereotype.
did you encounter that?
Well, what it is that, I mean, they've always been supportive. But then, I mean, from the beginning, what they would do is just maybe help me with the financial aspect of it. They just knew I was going to.
Did mommy or daddy or anybody in your family do music?
Yes, my brothers also do music. My dad, he did.
Your dad
music.
Is a musician too?
Yeah.
Well, man, there's nothing for you to worry about.
Back in the days, he used to be in the band and And what it is, my mom listens to a lot of music. So I guess... It came from everywhere.
You know, but you were not around when mommy was watching daddy being in the band.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Those were the younger days.
So,
but did you meet daddy playing music?
Yeah. Like, I've always known him to have been involved in music, and there are tons of guitars at home, bass guitar, drums, pianos. I mean, so he's actually what got my brothers and I to start playing piano.
So how many kind of instruments do you play?
I play piano, I play drums, and then a bit of guitar.
Can you teach me the drums? I play the drums too, but maybe not as good as you.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, so what are you doing in the US?
So I actually came to America on not necessarily on vacation, I mean, but I came hoping to have met opportunities, I mean, to have been on shows, to interviews if I could, to network with people. And then for the most part, vacation, like time to meet with family and my brothers.
And your manager, who happens to be your mom, just picked up the phone and then dialed my number in my office. Really?
No, I mean...
I am trying to reach Voice of America and I want to reach African Beat. I don't know if I've got the right number. I say, yeah, you've got the right number. And this is my name is David Vanney and I'm the host of African Beat. And I think I'm at the right place. I say, yeah, you're right. So what can I do for you?
Yeah.
But, you know, I want to say thanks to her, at least for giving us an opportunity to be able to get you here in the studio. So now, let's go back to your music. Our next music is going to be Friend Zone. You know, I know young people coming up, you always have friends. And so tell us about Friend Zone.
So, Friend Zone is probably a very familiar situation within, like, amongst my peers or in the youthful stages of life, I mean. So, it's this girl. She's a very close friend to me. Like, basically my best friend.
So, this is a real story?
No. No.
So, it's fiction?
I'm not throwing shit to anybody.
Okay.
So, there's this close friend of mine. And then, I guess she begins to... gain feelings on another level for me. And so what it is she approaches me to tell me how she really feels, but I'm trying to tell her that I don't see us like that. I think it's best that we just stay as friends. So the story is actually a narration of the whole entire thing. Like, if you pay attention to the lyrics, it starts yesterday shorty come then flow me see, she's a little shy to say, but then she thinks she's got a feeling for me. And then I'm questioning myself. I say, who me? Her B-E-S-T-I to the E. Who me? Dabi.
So now let me ask you, before we go to the song.
Okay.
And I need you to answer me honestly.
Okay.
In the next few years.
Yes, please.
A girl that happens to be your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Walk up to you. And say, hey, I think I'm in love with you.
Okay.
What are you going to say to her? Are you going to turn her down like, no, I'm not in for that in the next few years? I'm not talking about now.
I know.
I want you to be honest here.
Yeah, I really can't tell. I mean, it probably just depends on what it is I'm feeling. I mean, how close I am to you, how best I relate with you, like, how well I relate.
Don't
with
be
you.
A journalist, because you always dodge questions.
Oh, it's not like that, but I mean, I
okay,
can't
well, let's enjoy the song now, Friend Zone, and it's coming by our young 16-year-old superstar from Ghana, and that is Herman Swade. And you know, the young man is just a genius, and we'll be right back, but let's get the song right now, Friend Zone. It's coming up live on the African Beat.
Kinda like sweet on top of leather. Maybe it just wasn't destined to be. Maybe it just wasn't destined to be. We've been friends since way back in the day, so it's hard to see your face and picture you in that way. It just wasn't destined to be. Maybe it just wasn't destined to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This one will be vexing matter. My bow for me now. Using the words that said against me, as if I'm the bad guy. Isn't it a felony to pretend to be something I really don't want to be? You better not feeling a guilty thing. Yeah. Na da da da, da 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 da. Ooh la 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 la. Sweet to you, my ride or die. In get a gashi big girl. Yeah, how would I? Kidda, kidda. No matter the weather, we don't fit together. Kinda like sweet on top of leather. Maybe it just wasn't destined to be. Maybe it just wasn't destined to be. We've been friends since way back in the day, so it's hard to see your face and picture you in that way. It just wasn't destined to be. Maybe it just wasn't destined to be. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Friend Zone. Oh, you see? But hey, man, sometimes some opportunities that knock at your door, don't let it go.
Okay, okay.
But sometimes you have to weigh the pros and cons.
That's why I said that.
You look, if it is okay for you, exactly. Don't just jump into it.
No.
Yeah, I like the way you think, you know. I like the way you think. Don't just jump into it, and at the end of the day, things are going to get ugly. All right? Okay, you're listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. Wherever you are, it's a very, very pleasant welcome if you're just joining us on this great show. Herman is 16-year-old from Ghana and in the U.S. and happened to be my guest on the African Beat today. But his actual name is Jason Herman Bote Doku.
Yes.
Right, okay. And he's a young man. He's still in school, by the way. And that is one thing. You know, most of our young musicians or artists from Africa, the sooner they get into the music world, maybe they will happen to do one song that they put on YouTube or on Facebook and get all these hits, 5,000, 10,000 hits, they think that they are superstars and they don't want to go to school anymore. And I will be following you. I'm going to be in communication with your parents to make sure you don't let us down. And you, because can you imagine the whole of Africa coming after you to make sure we stretch you out? You have to make sure you continue to be in school.
Yes, please.
All right? Because at the end of the day, maybe at some point you say, okay, the music is not working.
I could always delve into
but there is always something you can fall back on. So as you go to school, let's come to school now.
Okay.
What are you thinking of becoming apart from music? What do you want to do down the road apart from music?
Well, I guess I'm not entirely sure yet, but I do have other fields or career fields in mind that I do have a passion for, such as industrial design, even film scoring, like making soundtracks for movies. I would love to. I've actually composed a couple of classical pieces, which
I'll have to introduce you to my friend and brother who is here on a visit also, Mr. Soria Samura. Okay. He does a lot of films, and you know, he goes around the world,
okay,
filming around the continent of Africa,
okay,
filming.
Okay.
So if you are doing those, like you want to do soundtracks for films and all this stuff, yeah, I'll make that introduction. But it is good. Think of something solid, that if the music is not right, then definitely you have something to fall back on.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So now we're gonna check out your final song, which is Be Mine. It's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm. I saw the video. In fact, your mom first told me about this song.
Oh.
Yeah. Before even we talk about the song, your name, Herman Swade.
Yeah.
That is the first thing I want to talk about before we go to the song.
Okay, cool.
How did the Swade come about?
Well, to start off, Herman is my middle name. Jason Herman Boteidugu, that's my name. And so then the Swade, what it is I like the word, I like the sound of it. And then I also felt as though, you know, the word Swade kind of characterizes me and my sound together. As in, you see, similar to the smooth texture, you felt Swade.
Yeah, the smooth texture.
Yeah, I felt as though that's what my sound depicts, a smooth person.
And you are a smooth talker too.
Thank you.
Okay, so let's talk about Be Mine now. This beautiful song that you did. Let's talk about the song.
Okay, so Be Mine, it talks about the struggle of a long distance relationship. And it's like kind of like the guy is really craving to meet this girl again, to have her company once again. So that's what it is. It's like it's him in his thoughts, in his feelings, and just expressing how he feels, girl. Like, he wants her there at that moment. He's craving for her company, for her attention, for everything that he would have gotten if she was.
But they are miles and miles apart.
Yeah, miles away from me. That's why in the chorus I say, now my mind's on it. 24/7 I'm wanting it. Killing me that I cannot have it. Can't you feel this connection? What's intercepting where we live? So I'ma buy a plane ticket, travel just to get to your crib. Yeah, we can get it so kicking. Girl, I want you to be mine.
Well, now that you've done a song about it, remember that it's not a good thing. The long distance relationship sometimes gets messy. All right, but I just want to say thank you so much, and I wish you good luck in just your stay in the U.S. and whatever you're here for. You happen to get the show's interviews, and thank you, and thanks to your mom for getting the contact to come here and to be on the show.
Thank you so
and
much.
I hope that anytime when you go back to Ghana, you have the contact for African Beats, you do your song and you want us to premiere it on the show, you send it here, like all of our big names, they send their songs. We'll be ready to do that
for
you.
Thank you so much.
All right. And so, what do you want to say to your fans? Your friends at school? Just tell them something.
I just want to say a big thank you for all the support from my friends, family, my management team, from other artists that have been very supportive, and such as Sarko Dear. Big in Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you hear, wait, you know.
You know Sakodi's coming.
That's one. And so, big shout out to him because he's been so supportive. He's always giving me encouragement, as well as his manager, especially his manager, Angel Town, that Sakodi's manager. He's been so supportive. He's always been there to guide and support me, to advise me. So I'm so, so grateful for that. Shout out to Manifest, another artist from Ghana. And he's also been so supportive. He's been like a mentor to me. And shout outs to DJ Blow. Shout outs to all the other DJs that have been so supportive, from the MCs, from the back dancers, Dance God Lloyd. Shout outs to Exposure Networks. They do my videos for me, Random, Director Abbas. And all shout outs to everyone.
Well, thank you so very much. And it's been a pleasure.
Last thing, my newest EP. Hi, I'm Herman. It just came out. So, it has 6 tracks. Make sure to go and download it. Spread the word. Let it go from here to everywhere.
Everywhere.
Every corner. Listen to it, download, vibe to it. Make sure to follow me on Instagram at HermanSweet1. And on Twitter and everywhere else, you can find me at HermanSweet. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Well, before I let you do your last song, as we say bye-bye for today, my advice to you before you go, stay in school. Okay?
Okay.
Stay in school. All right?
Okay.
And with all of that today, I want to thank you for accepting us in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening and watching The African Beat on The Voice of America. I am David Vandy, and a big thank you to my guest, Herman Sway, and to the parents, Mr. and Mrs. Bote Doku. Thank you so much for allowing us to be together with your son, and he's been a great gentleman. Until then, I am David Vandy here in Washington, bidding you so long. And now we leave you with a song by Herman Swade, and this is Be Mine. Have a wonderful day.
Yo, yo. Do, 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 no. Swipe on the beat. It's your boy, Young Dems. Girl, I want you to be mine. I need you in my life, and I feel the way she vibes.
Turn me up.
Yeah, I'm freaking tired of this world. I've been searching for a girl. Finally, I found the angel of my dreams, and I heard she's searching for a guy. Apparently, he looks just like me. 5'3", small town boy, working his way up to the TV screen. I feel we were meant to be, baby, girl. All the problems that we never met, so I'm limited to your face over the internet. Net. Smiles got a homie on her half and together. But it's got me telling her things I regret now. Cause when she in that dress, she turning heads, trying her best not to catch your attention. Damn, damn. Think I need a map, cause I'm lost in your eyes. Girl, you making me die, and I'm a rhymes for nature. 24/7, wanting it. Killing me that I not have it. Can't you feel this connection? Want interceptors, where really? So I'm gonna buy a plane ticket. Travel just to get to your crib. Yeah, we can get it so kicking. Girl, I want you to be mine. You're around me all the time. You put the SUG in sugar. I need you in my life. And I feel the way she vibes. Girl, I want you to be mine. I need you in my life, and I feel the way she vibes. Gonna find girl from the back, get up and get up. All the man them looking at her, them a fool away, shawty bending, breaking her back. She know I'm about character. My baby, please take my hands to your life with me. My dark skin queen, tell the guys that your ass ain't free to cheat. Anywhere you wanna go, shawty, we go, JFK to Heathrow, Heathrow. Yeah, you know how we roll, stepping out the casino, smoking hot, no need for lighter, she bring the fire like Tori Pfeiffer. Damn, this girl, they make a tire, got me so attached if I'm a wire. I'm a rhymes for nature, 24/7, wanting it, can't you feel that I'm can't you feel this connection, want interceptors, where really? So I'ma buy a plane ticket. Travel just to get to your crib. Yeah, we can get it so kicking. Girl, I want you to be mine.